The end. And what an ending. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, everybody's here. Okay, now we're going to do a couple of audio booths to close this one out. But Kids Read Comics 2010 is over. But we've got Ryan Estrada here with the ultimate ending to the event. Ryan, you did a portfolio review today. Ryan Estrada of RyanEstrada.com.
Yep.
Tell the story, please.
Well, I was just saying about the story that I've been to so many places around the world and so many things, and what happened in the portfolio review was literally the best moment of my life. When this little girl walks in. I'm just sitting there to look at kids' drawings. And the 7-year-old tiny little girl walks in with this stack of mini comics that she's made all by herself. She draws on the paper, folds them, staples them, and sells them to her mom for 25 cents. And she not only has that, but she's made all her own characters for them. And she shows me the character sheet that she made. She has a list of all the book titles for all the stories and with these characters. Then she made this relationship chart where she drew all of the characters in a circle, and there were little arrows pointing in between them to say this cat is in love with this cat, but she says whatever about him, and the both cats hate this dog, but this dog likes this cat and hates this cat. And she's just so passionate about it and so excited. Her mom's so supportive and trying to find ways to encourage her. And this little girl asks me, how do I become a cartoonist? And I tell her that you're a cartoonist. All you have to do is keep doing it and find ways to get people to see it. And I told her it's not, and I turned to her mother and said, when I'm giving advice here, I'm not talking about down the road. I'm talking about you talk to the people that are running this convention, find out what other conventions are happening, get this girl a table and let her sell these comics for 25 cents. Because people will buy them, and they were fun to read. They had jokes, and they we sat down. I showed her some tips and some simple things that she could work on. Not that, you know, there's nothing wrong with what she's doing. Just things like saying, you know, doing the word bubbles first so that you can put the characters easier, just make things easier for her. And just seeing her so excited and passionate about it, and I know that, you know, a few years, this girl's going to be more talented than, you know, she's the future of comics. She's going to be what's running this con in a few years. And
this was a 7-year-old.
Yeah, this is a 7-year-old. Like, if she's doing what she's doing now at 7, then she's going to take over the world. And that's what made this con for me. Best moment of my life.
You met our future overlord.
Yes.
I think that is the best closing story of this event ever. I think that it may have been the best experience of your life, and it's the best story I've ever heard. So, kidsreadcomics.org. Thanks, everybody, for participating. Thanks, all everybody who was teaching, and thank you, Ryan, for being here to have that experience.
Yeah. Hello. I love you.
Okay, bye.